Joe Cleary, does he sleep?
He can't sleep.
He can't sleep. Joe Cleary, good morning.
Morning, Hoss. Morning, Duff. Back in the day when I was 25, I'd go for lunch on Friday and get home on Sunday, Hoss.
I didn't think things had changed too much.
No, they haven't actually, Ronnie, I must admit.
you're still young at heart, aren't you?
So true, mate. So true. But Charlene keeps me in line these days.
Yeah, mate. I'm not going to. I'll ask you, and then that'll be it. How much sleep do you get a night as a trainer?
I bow out about 9 o'clock each night, Hoss. Watch probably about half hour of telly, and for a little tap on the shoulder, we'll maybe get to sleep about 10 o'clock. About 4 o'clock in the summer and 5 o'clock in the winter down here.
Okay, so that's 5 or 6 hours you're getting. If you're no, I won't say what I was going to say. I hope there's lots of taps on the shoulders, though. Hey, Joe, talking about... Well, no, I don't know how to link this now, Duff.
Girls are ready.
No. Well, girls are ready. Or he's runner in the first today.
Firstly, where is girls are ready at, Joe?
She's just galloped now. Toddy's just gone out on her. Her and Mossy Girl just galloped on the course proper and... I've trumped some Cliffy go out next. So she races in 2 weeks today at the Gold Coast, Ronnie, in the cutest jewel race.
Yeah.
I'll keep her here for as long as I possibly can. I spelled her in Queensland. I had 4 days with her, she was just so agitated and so well in the Gold Coast environment. So everywhere they walk up there, they walk on bitumen. And she was just really, really naughty. So I whizzed her on the truck and got her home. So we've done as much work as we possibly can from here. She'll go up there and have maybe 2 runs. And then she'll spell up there. And I won't look at it until the springtime, mate.
Okay. This horse today, Hardcore. What you say on this three-year-old?
Right race for him, Ron. I've dodged the Canberra Guineas. I think it's going to be a very strong Guineas this year, and obviously dodged the country championships basically on the back of the Noble Boy form. I know we can't beat Noble Boy or Handle the Truth. So I looked at it. Probably the set weight isn't ideal, being a three-year-old, but you get half kilo. Nice little soft barrier. I think he'll run the mile. Jess is always of the opinion he'll run a mile. And I think if he gets a nice, cosy lead or he just gets a drop on him, he'll run a strong mile and run really, really well.
Okay, that was amazing. He went from 900 to 1460, whatever it was, and you don't see that often, horses, you know, jumping that and winning first up and second up at that distance.
Yeah, I had a few stones thrown at me by doing that, Ronnie, but he had a really good base, this horse. I was getting ready for an 1100-metre race first up, three-year-old at Cowra, and he drew sticky, and... I had the under Jess. I said, well, just wait. I'll run him on Australia Day at Queanbeyan and give him a kill. And then I had that 1460 in mind at Queanbeyan where he races so well. There was a few owners throw the toys out the cot when I put him in, but he came out and he won really, really well. He ran super the other day. Just had to use him up from the outside alley. Just didn't clock off once he got to the front. His recovery was fantastic. His blood's read well. And I'd just rather go to this race today than take on Noble Boy or go to the Canberra News.
Yeah, fair enough. And James is a McDonald who doesn't take too many highway rides. He's happy to ride him as well.
Yeah, well, I've had a pretty good association with James. And when I spoke to Guesty last Sunday, I said, it'd be a nice ride. And he was of the opinion that James wasn't going to get a ride in the Chipping Norton. He said he had a busy day. He said, but he'll ride him. So we've had a bit of luck for him. He's won on Cliffy and we've run a few places in the highway. So, no, he's a class act, mate.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And the feel around Queanbeyan today, you mentioned your runner coming up here, but we've got that country championship qualifier at Goulburn, and Queanbeyan's going to be very much to the fore there with Noble Boy. How's Todd Blouse this morning?
Mate, I'm keeping him as busy as I possibly can for as long as I possibly can, Hoss. He's 100 miles an hour at the best of times, Toddy. This morning he's just up to the cob, but it's a really good vibe. Young Benny's here, he's young fella. We'll probably have a barbecue later in the morning just to, you know, calm the farm, and we'll load him up at 3 o'clock and he'll shoot up to Goulburn this afternoon. He's a very, very good horse, mate, and he's working here last Friday. And he's soon to be believed. Jess come down and galloped him. He's a class act, and Toddy's done a super job with him. He's steering the ship in the right direction. There's no need for me to interfere, but he's done a fantastic job, and hopefully the ball keeps rolling this afternoon for him.
It's a great story, all of these horses, but he appears, Duff, and just before I let you go, Joe, Duff, he just seems to be the one at this stage, but this is probably the toughest qualifier that we've had so far.
It is, but he's a dominant horse. He's better than a country horse, this fellow, I think. You don't have to look at his style and the way he rounds him up with just simple ease.
He's still learning. You're still learning. Yeah. Even just watching the track work here and... he's just like a big kid, you know. He's the penny still hasn't dropped, and obviously Toddy hasn't even chose to put the hoods on him or anything like that yet. So he'll go country championships, hopefully, if he qualifies today, and then we'll take him up to Queensland for the winter.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's an exciting horse.
And, mate, it's I had him on the other morning. I was talking so much about Noble Boy. How many would he train, Joe?
He sort of works between four and six. He breaks all our horses for us as well. He's a darn good horseman, mate. He really is. And he's just 100 mile an hour, Toddy. Toddy's one of these guys. He wants everything to happen yesterday. But this horse has been so good for him. He's really come back, and he's dotting the I's across the seasons and everything properly. But we kick off here, and he's probably right 7 or 8 in the morning for me. Then he shoots over to his stables and knocks his over. And he's got a really good base happening here in Queensland. And as I said, he breaks in a few horses around the place for other people as well.
Good on you, Joe. Good luck with a bit extra there on Todd, but let's hope your horse runs well up here. You coming up?
No, I'm gonna head to Goulburn and cheer Toddy.
Okay. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
Good on you, boys. Thanks very much.